Blog Talk Radio.
As a parent, your child's safety is your top priority. Protect Your Children understands. That's why they provide a wide range of free online resources, including in-depth protection guidelines, zip code predator searches, video tutorials, and more to help you protect your children from predators online and off. Don't leave anything to chance. The resources you need to keep your children safe are easily available and they're free. Visit protectyourchildren.org to find the tools you need to protect your kids. That's protectyourchildren.org.
State Police Major was critically injured while riding his personal motorcycle on I-75. And tonight, we're getting to meet a high school senior getting credit for helping save Major Ricky Carter's life in the moments after that crash. CBS 4's Peter Dench is live at Miami-Dade Police Headquarters in Doral with her story. Peter?
Elliot, we are hearing tonight from Thalia Rodriguez as Miami-Dade Police continue to hold a blood drive for Major Ricky Carter here at Miami-Dade Police Headquarters. Thalia, incidentally, had been taking EKG and first responder courses at her high school, and she recently put out a car fire with an extinguisher at her high school. So it was part of her instincts to help Major Ricky Carter.
I knew that I had to stop because it would kill me if I wouldn't have stopped. And then, you know, you never know what could happen. You might save him.
As fellow students at Westland Hialeah High School listen, 17-year-old Thalia Rodriguez says she had to help Miami-Dade Police Major Ricky Carter after his motorcycle hit a guardrail Sunday morning and he lay on the side of I-75.
You never know what you're capable of until you're put on the spot.
Thalia, who takes EKG and first responder courses in the school's health science magnet program, was on her way to the Hialeah Fire Station for a ride-along and was in uniform.
I quickly put on my gloves and I ran to him. I assessed his level of responsiveness. I checked his pulse, it was good. He was breathing fine. I saw that he was bleeding from one of his legs.
She saw someone call 911 and says a nurse stopped by at the scene.
I told her, do you have a tourniquet? She's like, or something to wrap around his leg. She's like, yeah, let me see if I have a tourniquet. She ran to her car and she brought back a belt. And we both put it on his leg, so we didn't stop the bleeding.
A first responder later told Thalia's teacher she may have saved Carter's life.
You don't like the definition of courage in the fire, right?
Thalia sheds tears as school superintendent Alberto Carvalho surprises her, gives her a $100 store gift certificate, and this certificate of achievement.
I guess, honestly, I was put there for like a reason. And I'm just glad that I was there to help him.
As she speaks, police organized 5 blood drives around Miami-Dade to help both Major Carter and Miami police officer Carlos Gomez injured in a car crash.
Once they need our help, we need to step up to the plate and help them out.
Now, the blood drive here at police headquarters will go on until 8 tonight. Meanwhile, Thalia hopes to one day meet Major Carter after graduation. She plans to move to Tallahassee and go to community college and hopes to one day become a firefighter paramedic. We're live in Doral. Peter Dench, CBS 4 News. Elliot.
To the sex trafficking hotline. That's what police say landed Jake Jones in jail. He's accused of sexually exploiting 2 16-year-old girls in Beaumont for money. BPD, along with the Nederland and Groves Police Departments, rescued the girls in Groves last Wednesday. Officers arrested Jones today, and tonight he's locked up on $1 million bond.
Again, the teenage girls are okay, but this is the latest high-profile trafficking case in Southeast Texas. 12 News reporter Christiana Ramos is live looking at how prevalent this crime has become.
Yeah, Jordan, the Texas Attorney General estimates that there are 234,000 victims of trafficking at any given time here in Texas, and there are reasons why Southeast Texas is a hot spot for these crimes.
You've seen the headlines.
In recent years, sex trafficking has been on the rise, and Southeast Texas has become traffickers' destination of choice. District Attorney Bob Wortham says realizing and learning anyone could be connected.
We have people in our community that are considered professionals, that are former law enforcement officers, that have been arrested.
In June of 2020, two teenage girls were rescued at the Executive Inn off I-10 in a human trafficking crime. Two suspects were arrested. In October, a sting operation in Beaumont led to 21 people arrested for human trafficking. Those who were arrested were from around Southeast Texas. And just last week, two 16-year-old girls were rescued after being sexually exploited for money. 39-year-old Jake Knight Jones was arrested today.
This is a problem that we have to take seriously because this is modern-day slavery, what's going on.
So what makes Southeast Texas one of the largest spots for human trafficking? Its size. According to the Texas Human Trafficking Fact Sheet, the majority of victims come from smaller rural areas. The state of Texas is also one of the largest border states and has a vast interstate system, which makes it easier for traffickers to flee. But county leaders say that won't stop them from doing their best to keep you safe.
There's a victim in Southeast Texas right now who sees this air tonight. We want her to know that there are people who are willing to fight for you, who want to help, and whose job it is to help.
Texas has made it easier for you to report these crimes by calling the state's 24-hour hotline. And you can find that number right on your screen. That number is 1-888-373-7888. You can also text 233-733. Christiana Ramos, 12 News.
Imagine the world as a bully-free place where kids could be themselves without all the judgment, where students wouldn't laugh at each other, and kids would stop being bystanders and stick up for one another, where cyberbullying isn't a thing. Imagine a world where there was a change, where kids can feel accepted, and where bullying wasn't a thing. Stop bullying and be the change you want to see in the world.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children.
All right, Topher, no more laughing because I got so dizzy and sick at the fair. Look, half of them have our one upside down.
I know. I think it's because I'm getting old.
You're not old, Chris. I think you're just as scared.
Hey, now, I don't get scared, okay? I even want to go hang gliding one day so I can fly like a bird.
That's our call. I still think you are cool.
Well, gee, thanks, Topher. So how has your Lexia been working?
Hello! I have been learning so much, and she has been helping me with my homework, too.
Wait a minute. You're not cheating on Lexia with your homework. So wait. Cheating on your homework using Lexia, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then I trust you.
Hi, Chris. My dad heard me talking to Lexia and asking questions about how to save from predators. And who says that who thinks I should stop talking to her because who says you're milking the paranoia about predators?
Yeah, I've heard that before, Topher, but your mom knows we talk about it once a week and other things that bother you, and she says it's okay, so it'll just be fine. Hey, maybe it makes him paranoid about predators.
I don't know. But I kind of got mad with him and told him he was just jealous because Mo and Lou hang out and talk about real stuff more than Lou does with Mo. Then he started yelling and got kind of scared again.
Oh, man, so when you say scary, does that mean you think he will hit you?
Sometimes I think he will, especially on the drink cell on the door.
Well,
he hasn't hit me yet.
Well, that is certainly good.
And then, just because he was my stepdad, he thinks that he can tell me what to do, and it makes me so mad sometimes.
Hey, my stepmom was like that. I think that they mean well, but it's really hard for some step-parents to connect emotionally with kids that are not born from them, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that Rafa doesn't like to spend time with Mo? Am I not good enough for him?
Topher, listen to me. It is not you. It is not your fault. You are a great kid, and you're lots of fun, too. The problem is with himself. I mean, maybe he is scared to be a real dad, or maybe the drinking comes before you do.
So Blair is more important than me?
No. It's just that the only way he has learned to deal with life is to drink, and maybe once in a while go out with you guys like he did with the fair.
Well, my mom tells me closely and spends time with Mo, and she is my real mom. I think maybe that is the reason.
Well, it could be, Topher, but just remember, it's not your fault that your real dad isn't here with you. I think that's where this is coming from.
Well, I blame myself a lot for that. But literally, like when I was just 5. I mean, I told him that I loved him and everything, and he still left.
Yeah, but do you remember why he left?
Yeah, he used to drink a lot and be drunk. And he would let strangers be around him when he was drunk. Once my mom found out, she took him and left him so I wouldn't be hurt on him or anyone. And it just makes me really sad and want to cry sometimes.
Well, that's totally normal and expected, Topher. It's kind of good that your mom got you out of there, though.
I remember several times when I would just start talking to older teenagers and adult gals and want them to be around them because it felt closer and it felt like I kind of had a dad there with me.
Well, listen, sometimes God puts good male role models in our life so we can be protected.
Wait a minute. He puts male models in our life?
No, Topher, not male models. Role models. You know, guys that can be a good example for us and look out for us and teach us stuff.
Ow, okay.
That is why I try to be there for you. I try to be a good role model, but I would never try to replace your dad.
I know you're wedding, Chris, and I'm happy that we have those talks and we'll spend time with you.
Well, so am I, Topher. So you see how kids that don't have an emotional connection with their parents can be at risk from predators because they're looking for that missing attention, right?
What?
I'll fool up. You know what, Topher? One day when you're older, you're going to protect and be a great role model for other kids.
Well, I already helped two travel folks, remember?
Yes, you did. See, you're starting already.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later, Topher.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Are you there?
I can't hear you. Hello?